It's 90.3 KEXP, KEXP.org live. And one of my favorite things to do on this morning show is have these three fellas on the show. Old friends back. Here we are again, guys.
Hey. Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well.
You're doing good for a bunch of guys who get no sleep.
Really? None.
None.
You're not the first band to come in on the morning show without sleep, but I always feel for you. You went over the border. You were up in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I think we kind of made it in at 4.
Oof.
Yeah, we woke up at 6:15 lobby call.
Can I mention in our new home, we're going to have a nice little place, hopefully, for bands to rest and to regroup.
So, a hostel, maybe.
It's like a mini band hostel in the new home. So you can do a testimonial to remind people why they should donate to the new home when you see what we're trying to do for bands who travel and don't sleep.
Or kicked out of their apartments or out of relationships, trying to get back on their feet.
That's right. We're going to be there for them no matter what. So Augustines are here, and I can't wait to hear some live songs. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's KEXP Augustines here on The Morning Show.
It's blown apart.
And the opening track on Live at KXP Volume 10 from the Augustines here on the morning show. Jesus. Out of the gate, like always, sounding fantastic. I know you guys played last night. You are in your home or away from home. I live here. I know you guys. I don't even know where you live. I do know you're more accessible.
You're scattered about.
Are you scattered about? I need to ask you what the official geography of the band is at this point.
It's bicoastal.
Is it bicoastal?
Bicoastal, but open to anything.
Bicoastal to open, that's good.
I'm satelliting.
Okay.
And they're on either coast. Rob's here.
Rob, you're here.
Yeah.
Officially. Kind of. Then he says kind of. See? It's very mysterious. I know how that goes, as you know. I've spent some time going back and forth as well. So we, again, have another thing in common. But I know you've enjoyed a lot of time out here in Seattle. It is your home away from home, right?
Well, yeah, we got the whole show together here this summer and kind of built it from the ground up.
Yeah.
And the weather was fantastic. It was,
right?
Yeah.
It
was really wonderful coming into town and knowing where everything was.
Right, you know, isn't that nice?
We didn't need to use the GPS to find KXP. there's West Seattle. It's a great city to know a lot about.
Yeah, your label's out here. A lot of the good people behind that, we know them very well. So that probably makes it easier too.
It's our home away from home.
It's your home away from home. So we are, and as is KEXP. So it's good to see you guys again. I love the record. If I hadn't had a chance to tell you, I probably have, but I'll tell you on the air. I love the record, and getting great response as always. You got another one for us from it?
We do.
All right.
Yeah.
Augustine's live here on The Morning Show on KEXP with Cruel City from the new record, and playing tomorrow night at Numo's. A lot of people excited about that. Friday night with you guys at Numo's is it's pretty easy to recommend that show. It's going to be very well. I've seen you there on a Friday night, so I can say with authority.
Oh, that was a Friday?
I might have been a Saturday now that I think about it. Yeah, it was a weekend. Yeah, like I was
just
out
make
on
it up
weekday,
as we go along.
So the new record, let's talk a little bit about it. I know when you're sending me the new songs, you said, you know, something different for you guys. You characterized it as a different sound or a different direction for the band. Would you say that's true? Are you happy with how it came out and the direction the band's headed right now?
Yeah, there's a lot to say.
Yeah, it is.
I think the last, we didn't know if anyone would ever hear the last one. So we were kind of in our own bubble, and it was sort of, I guess it meant so much more than just music for us last time, because we didn't know if we'd ever be in a band again. And this was a ton of intention, and the road, we're really informed by like the touring and the fans, really. So yeah, it's sort of like for someone besides our own bubble.
Yeah. Well, and wasn't it, I would say, liberating to be working on a record and recording a record with all the baggage? There was a lot of baggage in life. You had to get through a lot of stuff and get through a lot of different things to get to that record. I would think that this record was a little bit more freeing, right?
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, so we've been in New York for years, and this fellow, Peter Kadis, we've long admired. He's really talented. We didn't want to be produced, so we decided to co-produce. We wanted to collaborate, and we really got a chance, you know. It wasn't beg, borrow, steal. It was actually like dream, be proud, be inspired. And so we got to like layer, we really got to explore a lot of layering and a lot of vocal layering, and we did it all, a lot of it in a snowed-in church.
Really
got one of those like real nor'easter storms, and we were in there for about 5 weeks just putting it together.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That could have gone the way of The Shining, but it went the way of Crave. I mean, you could go either way.
It was a lot of taxidermy, which is always creepy. Is anybody in the Northwest even like taxidermy? Is that passé?
Yeah.
Are we past that now?
It depends on who you're talking to, I suppose. There's parts of Washington for sure where that's solid. The parts where I'm from. I'm sure it's still trip over to Cabela's.
Your cat dies.
Yeah, you just put it up on the wall.
Keep them around.
Sure.
And taxidermy now.
My son asked me about that. Like, why do they do that? So they can have them around forever? That's kind of creepy. I said, yeah.
Yeah, that is creepy.
A little bit, son, except the ones I just shoot and put up on the wall. Oh God.
Watch out.
That's horrible. So you spent some time in a church in the dead of winter and recording, and you spend time out here, and the songs themselves, were they all new? Were there some ideas from back in the day?
No,
they're
all new.
They're all new.
There might be a couple little bridges or a verse here or there, but it's pretty much from scratch. And in the Northwest, I did something a little bit different lyrically. I bought a motorcycle, and I actually went. I went all the way up to Alaska and down to Mexico, and actually in reverse, I went down to Mexico and up to Alaska and back to Seattle. And it's really interesting on a kind of an environmental topic. You could really see Alaska transition into the Northwest. I had never really seen that. Mm-hmm. I'd never been through the Yukon or anything. And so it was like kind of a magical thing for me to see like what the Northwest is in context to its landmass. It was, I don't know, that's not really rock and roll. But
it's interesting because I've approached it from every other direction, but I've not approached it from that down.
Yeah, it's like glaciers and then like mountains and then baby mountains and then I mean, it's just all beautiful. So
were the people around you worried that you got a motorcycle?
I don't think anyone said it outright, but I can see it on their face a little bit. But I mean, it's helped with the lyrics. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I worry about you on a motorcycle personally.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's not rock and roll either. I'm worried, man.
I know.
Where's your helmet?
All right, so taxidermy check. No motorcycles.
Worried about the motorcycles. Oh, Alaska, all good.
I need to get into some yoga, buddy.
Yeah, you and I can talk.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah.
Playing tomorrow night, Numo's, and so where do we find you on the tour then? You said Vancouver.
That was our first show.
That was your first.
Yep.
So we've exhausted you right away at the beginning of the tour. I like that.
That's strong language.
That's good. But you have today to rest, right? a little bit?
No.
Okay. Then tomorrow night, new Moe's. And then what's the link? What's the plan?
Well, we follow the landmass south. And then we start to seeing the Northern California area. Oh, wait, sorry. PDX, yeah.
Yep, Saturday.
Yep, right. And then San Francisco, and we just keep going down. And we're going to be in Buenos Aires and Peru.
Oh, man.
Chile. No, we're not. Actually, we're going to take a left, start going towards Arizona.
But in your heart, that's where you're heading.
Right? Yeah, well, no.
And you just follow along on your motorcycle behind the van, behind the bus?
I'm trying to talk people into that.
That's the dream. Of the hitch on the back of the bus. Yeah.
I want to see that.
That's very Allman Brothers.
We've
talked about every uncool subject.
Yeah, you're getting Allman Brothers territory now.
Hey,
I like
brother.
It.
No, yeah. Maybe Skinner. Let's just totally ruin it.
Yeah, I like that.
Skinner,
I like
taxidermy.
All right, as long as there's not a cover, we'll be okay. Augustines are live here on the morning show. You got another one for us?
Yeah. John, you know what? We wanted to bring it full circle because this song is out. We added some stuff to it, and I think you might remember it.
Okay, I'm excited. Augustine's live here on the morning show. Damn, nice.
Put that in your cornflakes. Good morning.
If you're just waking up, you're waking up. Augustine's live here on the morning show. You can see all of this at Numo's. It's going to be a great show tomorrow night. My goodness, opening up. Then they head down the coast, and they got one more for us, correct? Yes, all right.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you not turn into Lemmy living like this?
What do you?
How do we not turn into Lemmy? I feel like Lemmy, however Lemmy might.
How do you know how Lemmy feels, though?
I just feel like there's a distant gaze in his eye. He's been in a couple vans. He's done a couple morning shows.
What morning shows are letting Lemmy on? I don't. I want to listen to them. I would.
He just spends the night.
He just shows up and just starts playing.
I just realized we should have done that. We should have just came directly here and slept at the studio.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what you should have done. Because you know you could have come inside. We have some couches. I've slept on them. It's very nice.
you like wake up in the morning. You walk out. You're like, hey, Eric, what you doing on my couch? Kind of freaking me out.
When I was a younger man and didn't have the family, there might have been some times I went out and ended up on the couch here. So if I was in said touring band, I would have maybe thought about that. Plus, going over the border might have been a little different. Well, I don't know if it'd be easier or harder if you came in at that time, but you should do it.
We actually didn't have to get out of the van at the border crossing for the first time in our career.
It is my lifelong dream to fix that border crossing for bands. I don't know how you do it, but it is so unfair what goes on.
And you're so polite.
I know.
And they just...
But they let you through, so let's give them, you know, props for at least one band.
Bless their hearts. Yeah, off we go.
One more from Augustine's here on KEXP.
to the arms of the sea, where my tired head carried me.
Augustine's live here on The Morning Show. Beautiful. Good work, guys. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to see you, man.
It's always good to see you. I'm so proud of you guys. You just continue to grow as a band and as people, and it's an honor to call you guys friends, and it's I have so many memories. I was sitting here during that song thinking of the first time I saw you, through all the stuff we've been through, a lot you've been through and I've been witness to, and it's just been amazing to see you guys, and I just can't wish enough success upon you and in your tour and this new record and see where you guys go. It's just brilliant to see it again.
Can I say something?
You can, maybe.
We feel the same way about you.
Thank you.
And we also, we want to say thank you to KXP, officially the real deal, and has been there for us. I was just asked a couple questions, and I was saying, KXP helped me raise money to get surgery for my hand once, and also from getting hurt on stage, and also drove me to the hospital after breaking my foot on stage, and you really... aren't going to get that anywhere. So your faithful listeners just know, like, you guys are in the best, it's just the best environment ever. Like, we travel a lot. You just don't see this.
Well,
so thank you, John.
I appreciate that. And that's why I'm nervous that you have a motorcycle. I just like to point that out again. I worry. All right.
I feel you, man.
Good luck on the road. All right. Don't hurt yourself. And I can't recommend the show enough. It is tomorrow night at Numo's and the tour. And I know we have a lot of people listening across the country who will be attending. I get emails every day you guys play. I know where you're playing because I get emails the next day every time. And it's very cool to see. Big thank you to our crew for the sound and the vision of this in studio and all of them that we do here. We have many more coming up. And I'm going to get out of the way for Cheryl. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is 90.3 KEXP Seattle.